What is the difference between ahamkara as a concept and as an object? Answer. It is a part of material energy. All the other elements are tangible external objects. They do exist as objective entities. The various elements have an objective existence. Ego also has a conception. The content of false ego for an Indian differs from that for a Pakistani, but they all have the common element of false ego. The element ego is the tool for the false ego to be established. There is a concept of seeing sight, and then there is a tool for seeing eyes. When a person becomes self-realized and free from sex desires, his organs still remain. The tool is there, but the concept is gone. Similarly, for the realized, he no longer has the false ego, but he develops true ego, that I'm the soul and the servant of God. Jivan Mukta is a realized person who still has the gross and the subtle bodies. Vidiha Mukti is when both the bodies are destroyed and the person returns to the spiritual world. For the spiritually realized souls, the difference between the concept and the object of the false ego is clear.